All right. You did good.
It was curling where I met him. Holy Christ, I can't forget him. He was throwing stones down sheet five with the rocks in the center. We knew we could do better. Meeting my curling man made me feel so alive. Here you go. Got it.
Well, it's been a long wait. We were gone for a while. We didn't want to leave you hanging. Spoiler alert, if you've never seen The Sopranos, I made the joke. Didn't want it to be like The Sopranos finale where they just cut to black in the very last episode.
So we're going to cut to black in the second to last episode?
No, well, we kind of did, but we figured we'd give our viewers a treat and bring them episode 18 of Between Two Sheets.
I thought we were going to like end on a cliffhanger, so instead of just piddling out.
Well, we are.
Yeah.
And we'll let them know what that is at the end of the episode.
Oh.
I like it.
Yeah. Keeping you guys.
I love it when you put. Yeah, I was gonna say. I love when you do like surprises for the viewers, and then I have no idea.
Nobody what you're else talking about. Yeah. I'm just making up as I go. Who needs a producer when you?
What show is this?
The Sopranos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's the only like HBO show that.
No, I was talking about our show. But
Between Two Sheets.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Nolan Axton, Wes Mason, Clay Feldner,
the three tenors, and a bass. It's a music joke.
Not
the Sopranos. I'm a sang tenor.
Me and little brother joined right in there.
I thought we all know the song. Good.
Because singing seems to help a troubled soul. I love Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah. It's a good song.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry we were gone so long. Friends of the pod, listeners of the pod, viewers of the pod.
We just get busy, and then we're also kind of lazy.
Yeah, I mean, we were just looking at the calendar and we were quite busy. Our last episode was after we returned from the Briar.
Yes. And we were full of gumption then.
Yeah. And then
still had 2 to 3 more events to go.
At least.
Well, we kept having events and then we would say like, well, we hauled the recording equipment up to Minton, you know.
Yeah,
we had the recording equipment out at the shirt sleeve and we were like, well, we'll record a pod and we never did.
Yeah, it's just tough to sit down and get her done.
It is.
But we are back.
Yeah.
For one last one for season 2. This is episode 18. Good year looking back, though. I had a great time.
It was a good year.
It was a good year.
Got a lot done and had an acceptable amount of problems.
Yeah. I mean, where would the fun be if things didn't happen?
I don't know.
Yeah. What do we want to talk about? To just recap kind of the things that we missed while we were gone? Take a look back at the year and then...
Why don't we tackle it chronologically here. So after Briar recap, state seniors. I personally was there Friday evening bartending with my beautiful wife. It was a lot of fun. I think they all had a lot of fun. What was the debacle at state seniors?
Oh,
it was something about
team dropped out.
Yeah, it was like
that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not to be named.
A scheduling mishap.
Mishap. Yeah. Other than that, though, who do we say the winners were? You looked it up.
It was a team out of Bismarck, which I believe was...
Doug Coyle, Kelby Smith, and...
Friends.
And Friends.
Yeah. Both good guys.
Yeah. No, I was down there Saturday morning. It seemed like a fun little bonspiel. They had the penguin. The one team had the penguin as their mascot.
That was the Blues Brothers team. They all had on suits.
That's what they were.
They all looked like the Blues Brothers, all four of them.
Yep.
And then they'd bring that giant stuffed penguin for the viewers. They had like a 3-foot, 4-foot stuffed penguin. Like it was a giant stuffed penguin, and they would slam it in one of the chairs over their sheet so it would watch them while they curled. It was a good shtick, you know, Blues Brothers suits and a penguin, like, you know, because they're all dressed up, you know.
Yeah. Penguins are the best dressed bird.
That's true. Yeah. Yes, they're always in black tie.
Yeah. After seniors, we rolled into our Prairie Grid event.
We did.
Which was pretty cool.
It was awesome, actually. Yeah. We hosted the men's Paralympic sled hockey team for a curling outing. So they came and curled with us, and we showed them how to curl, and it was a good time had by all, and Prairie Grit bought everyone dinner, and yeah.
Great time. Did you guys get a chance to watch? I think we all went to the
games. We all went to a game.
The actual sled hockey games.
Yeah, I went and worked at two of them and got to watch a men's and a women's,
It was pretty cool watching those games because, like, when you first start watching, it just looks like pure chaos. And then you actually kind of watch how they move the puck around and stuff like that.
I mean, it's hockey, so I think it is just a lot of chaos out there. Fair enough. You know, not that this because of the sled hockey. It's just, that's hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a funny one when I was working. I was standing up there like watching, you know, because I was like just watching a door that no one is using. And I took out my phone to record a short video. And like the little bit I recorded, I caught one of the penalties that like Team USA did on Team Canada. So it was really funny. You know, he just like ran up well after he had already passed the puck and just shoved him over. Yeah. it all on video.
Really having a hard time discerning what some of the penalties were, and then just started to realize, to me, to the untrained eye, it really just looked like if it should be a penalty, if it looks like one, it is one.
Yeah, if it looks like you shouldn't do it, I think they called it.
Yeah.
I don't think they have high sticking, but other than that, I think it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, I think there's a couple different like contact rules. Like you can't like T-bone people.
I think that was the big one I noticed. Like
the front of your sled to like the middle of a sled.
A direct T-bone was a little different.
You have to still try to make like shoulder to body contact.
Oh, interesting. That was one of the things that I found was kind of funny was when they would collide like that, usually one of them would end up getting spun like a top.
Yeah. You see that.
But that makes more sense now because they weren't trying to hit him center mass. They were trying to glance.
Yeah, just kind of knock him off center.
And then whoop, right around.
Yep. So that was a fun event. I didn't get to chat with a whole lot of the Prairie Great guys while we were down there. While we were curling, back to us curling with them. Had any of them curled before? Have they, aside from Chris? I know Chris curls in our league.
None of them that I talked to, I talked to most of them. None of them had ever curled, but since they, like most of them had been to a previous like Olympics, you know, and they're kind of a small community. Right. So they had like known, a lot of them knew some of the people on the Team USA curlers, had like watched them curl, you know, so they all knew the sport. Okay. But yeah, I don't think any of them had done it before.
Yeah. No, it was fun. They picked it up really quick and had no trouble getting the rocks down the ice.
No.
Some very strong fellas on that team, I'll say.
Yeah, they're yoked. And those heads we got were great, too. Those wheelchair heads where you don't have to spin them, you know? Those were really nice to use. I'm really glad that we got a set of those. Yeah.
Yep.
Ready for next year.
And then the rest of our Prairie Grid events, obviously, were really good prior to that. That was kind of our capstone of the
season. That was our last one. Yep.
What did we have after that?
Mondak, I think.
Mondak. We all had a number. I'm going to mess this up. 4-6 teams come over from Montana to curl, and we matched them up.
Wasn't it like 4.5? Because then our curlers had to go curl on.
I think it was like 20 people, but yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly, but it was in that ballpark. And then we just matched them up. Actually, Supers are from Montana, so they curled on the Montana team.
Well, I think just Joe, but yeah.
Or just, yeah, I can't remember how it was, but yeah. We split everybody up and made it even teams, and it was a fun time. That was a lot of consecutive games in a row. I was more sore after that than shirt sleeve.
Yeah, how many ends did someone told me you guys played like, was it you played 6 games in the 2 days or something like that? So there was,
yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, we were quite
sore. And you guys did, me and Nolan were gone for it, but you guys did like fun games too where like the scoring was goofy. So Mark was like mixing it up every
round. Scoring. Yeah. So like there was one particularly tricky one is we played it and North Dakota teams never get hammer.
Perfect.
That made things really tricky. There was another one where every, like for all of the North Dakota ends, if it's an odd end, you have to throw an out turn. Even end, you have to throw an in turn. We spent a good hour debating the difference between an out turn and an in turn.
Depends on handedness.
Yep. But, We'll have a podcast.
And what did you decide?
I can't remember to this day. We figured it out at the end.
As a right-handed curler, an in-turn is clockwise, and an out-turn is counterclockwise.
That's correct. That's correct.
Whatever way you're turning the stone into your body.
No, into the sheet. Into the sheet, not into your body.
No, not into the sheet. It's like what your elbow is doing. It's coming in.
Oh, okay. See.
Well, see. Okay, so we all.
Okay,
all
so now we're thing. Here. Yeah. Okay, but now I get what you're saying about the elbow, but
an intern doesn't mean it's going into the sheet.
Yes, for me it does. Yes.
No. What if you throw on the other side of center?
But if you're throwing the other side of center,
it's a different turn.
No.
A left-handed curler, an intern.
No. If you throw on the other side of the center line.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still fine. It's like I always think about it. You're a right-handed curler, so you start on the left side of the ice. Like that's where you.
Oh, I see what you.
So you're always going in, even if your angle's over there.
Yeah. When we were saying, like, if you start on the right side of the sheet, you're not curling it back into the ice.
I've always thought that curling should adopt like naval terminology, where it's like, you know, that's why they have starboard and port, so you always know which side of the boat you're talking about. I think curling should develop the same.
They clearly didn't spend any military time, because whoever developed the term intern and outterm really
is a bunch of drunk Scotsmen. I think that's his point.
You turn it in, you turn it out. They also invented golf, and look at that game.
Yeah, so. They did about the same. I always suspected it was the same group of weirdos in Scotland. They were like, they came up with golf, and they were sitting around patting themselves on the back about that in the winter. And they said, you know what else we could do?
But yeah, no, I guess
their wives just rolled their eyes. But yeah,
my take was always, if you're turning the handle in towards your own body, that's an intern.
Yeah, no, that's wrong.
No, but it's the same thing you said.
Oh, well, you're talking the elbow thing again.
No, I'm talking the handle of the rock.
Oh, you're talking the bottom in. Yeah. See, this is where, as a child, I grew up, and righty people would always tell me righty tighty, lefty loosey. And I was like, well, you can go right over the top, or you can go right around over the bottom. And so I never understood. And that's where I always had to do clockwise and counterclockwise.
Yeah.
Bottom of the handle.
For new curlers, I just use clockwise. Over and over. I refuse to use intern outturn.
For new curlers, I just throw it towards my hand, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we have no visual aid, so nobody could see any of the hand actions we did for that either.
There's a lot of gesturing. So we were talking about the Mondax spiel, though, and that was fun because they did modified scoring. Mm-hmm. So, Nolan, what were we doing that weekend?
Wes and I, went and traveled internationally.
We did.
To take on some curlers from up north in a Bonspiel. Back in my neck of the woods, we went up to Radville, Saskatchewan to curl in the Ibarasa Bonspiel, which is the Radville Curling Club's end of the year spiel.
The sprawling metropolis of Radville, Saskatchewan.
Curled with a couple of high school friends of mine, and we actually did quite well.
We really did well. Yes. Yeah. I wish we pulled out a W in the last game. But, you know, we curled well, and it was fun. I really enjoyed curling with a group of guys that all knew how to curl. And you didn't have to like tell them to do anything. Yeah. I mean, the only time we might have some disagreements about what shot to do, but like once it was time to throw, everybody was on, you know?
There was a few times where we had to tell Lucas, we're like, hey man, stop visiting. He was chatting.
He's skipping down there. We're just yelling at him. Come on, we want a curl.
Sorry, you did well. You got a blue ribbon up there?
We got second.
We got a red ribbon. Yeah.
Yeah. We finished second in the A side, lost to the host team. Who is Blair Kotz. Yeah, she comes and curls and tricks
every
year. So I think he might have rigged it.
Well, that lady stole that point, remember? And we lost by one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we had one of the moments where the rocks were close and we were thinking it was 1 point, and then she moved them, and I was like, well, I will never know, and I didn't make a scene about it. But
yeah, it was fun, though.
Yeah.
I was going to clarify. First place is red ribbon in Canada, right? Is that
there's blue.
There's a blue.
It's got to be blue.
Blue, I didn't really get ribbons.
Oh,
he's got purple, trophies.
Purple's grand champion.
They just did participation trophies for Nolan. They didn't get red, blue.
Says the guy who was talking about bass and tenor. What colors were the ribbons at band camp, nerd?
He's got a point.
You got stars.
We had a fun time. I said after that I'm going to go to one small town Canadian spiel every year now. So,
yeah. I'll try to go to a couple. I think I got roped into going back to Radville next year, so maybe we'll try and take a team or something up there.
I'd go to Radville. We'd have to get a camper or plan to stay in Weyburn or something, because, you know, if I bring my wife, she won't stay in the suite motel. That was the
classiest hotel
I've ever stayed in. The suite motel with private bathrooms that you share with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. He told us it was private because only one person could go in at a time, but you shared it with everyone.
With the whole.
He's like, oh, here's your private bathroom. You share with everybody.
And just to give you a kind of a landscape of this hotel, it was a converted insurance building that's connected to the back of the bar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we kept calling it the credit union.
Yeah, I thought it used to be a credit union. Connected to the bar.
Yeah.
Connected to the bar. And it was fun.
Surprisingly nice room, though.
Very nice. It was a nice stay. I almost broke the screen on Saturday.
At least you didn't almost break the bed. because you slept with Lucas, but
yeah, he's a cuddler.
He's a snuggler for sure.
The time change got the best of me, though. I will recommend anybody that goes and curls out of state, just remember about time change, because it was only an hour, but after I decided to stay, after you went to bed, that extra hour made it a very long night.
Yeah, yeah. I was really happy with my decision to go to bed.
But that was fun. And then after the Mondack, we celebrated Easter.
We did.
So we didn't have anything going on. After Easter, we rolled into the week of our league championships.
Yes, yes. Do you guys want to?
Well, it was fun. Actually, we played down into three events.
I think everybody here won a championship.
We're all champions. Yes.
Yes.
I'm champion of the C League.
And that's still a champion.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. We got like the same prizes for it.
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife doesn't listen, but my wife got gypped there because they didn't have any smalls.
Oh.
Yeah. So wife didn't get anything.
But should have just asked Gooey. Because he only had.
No, Gooey said he would. So, I mean, I could still probably go pick one up.
Oh, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a good year.
We did.
Not to gloat.
Charlie's team won the B, right? You guys won the A. Yes.
Charlie's team won the B.
Yep.
Yep.
So you guys are back to back.
Back to back.
You get your name up there twice in a row. Now, 50 years from now, there's going to be some schmuck stand at the curling club looking up at that board, wondering who those jerks were, and they'll be you guys now.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Good. We did forget to bring the board.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. We can do it next year.
I'd better say not burn down. Still unlocked up there. I was just up there grabbing our stuff. So
I think grab it during the fair.
Yeah, we'll grab it during the fair. That won't look suspicious at all.
No. Take it into the concert.
No one even like notices that stairwell there.
No. Yeah. No,
I've gone up. Yeah. Well, we used to, when we did the dairy booth, we'd store all the cups and stuff up there. So we were going up there all the time. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, when we worked at KX.
They still use that. Yeah.
They still use it. Yeah. But we would just take a long strip of duct tape and tape one side of the wall and one side to the other wall. And then it would get unsticky and just start falling down.
Just flapping.
Yeah, there's a gate that goes right across the stairs, actually.
Yeah, that metal gate.
Gated off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that just pulls in front of the stairs because it matches up with the wall.
There's one on each side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can like kind of get it to bend, but it doesn't attach to anything over there. Well, now that we're really down a rabbit hole. Okay. So we had city championships and that was good. I enjoyed the city championships. My one complaint, which I already told our league organizer, Clay, was that as the upper league on Wednesday, being one of the worst finishers in the upper Wednesday league, when I did my playdowns, I had a lot of blowouts going in after because I was playing the lower teams from like Thursday and Monday. And those aren't tiered leagues.
Sorry, I was just grabbing my tiny violin there. What were you asking about?
I was just complaining about our league structure.
You notice how he goes back to his instruments?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Do what you know. Do what you know.
Well, I've got great news. We actually have our new league organizer sitting at the table here.
Is it
Nolan? No. I just said I would do brackets. I didn't say I'd do
league. Oh, no, that comes with everything.
Yeah, I'll do league. I don't care.
That's
fine.
Figured out. But you're not the only person that had the same thoughts about
Charlie
that.
And them had the same complaint.
Yeah, yes. And I talked to Shannon as well, and he thought it would be a little more competitive. And I get that it's can be slightly unfair to some teams in those leagues because that's the nights that they have to curl. They might be great curlers. It's just what
I actually enjoyed our games, but I felt bad for like the teams we were playing. Like I played like Simon Sattler's team, the Hess team, you know, all brand new curlers. Yep. They were like my third match in the playoffs. My championship was Tyler Steenerson. Love him and his brother to death, but you know, I think we shook after four, you know, and it was like that was the championship. So
yeah. Well, you get to the good, not the good teams. I don't want to say that because there's good teams that curl other nights. But you get the experienced teams and you get some really fun curling to watch. Like you look at our last two games.
You guys had good games.
Came down to the last stone both times.
Yep. Huh? You guys were wily.
Yeah.
Pulled her out.
That game against Kelby, I can tell you, I did not want to throw my last rock. And I'm very glad that I didn't have to.
We scraped by about an inch.
You're talking about your shirt sleeve game, right? Yeah, because I remember watching that league championship, the one before, where Clay, I thought you had the last stone in that like second to last one before you guys won the championship, where you like it was by like an inch you were closer. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah, he came up just short because his sweepers gave up.
Yeah, they, yep, did. I watched that. Yeah, I, yeah, was like, if you guys want to swap that. But
yeah.
And they were tired.
Had a great game against Can-Am as well.
We did?
Yep.
Yeah, those guys are fun to curl.
Yeah, they are. Yep. I do enjoy
Who curl. Skipped for them? Was Mike skipping when you guys played?
Esslinger did.
Yep. Esslinger did. Yep.
Yeah, he's good curl, yeah.
Yep. I like curling against him because I can always see where the rocks are going. So, like, some, you know, when...
Because he's short, yeah, he can see over. Because I do the same thing.
Yeah. So as like an opposing skip, you stand behind the other skip and you see if they hit the broom to see what the rock's doing and stuff like that. The
same reason I like curling against Hoffer's team.
Yeah,
because I can see over. You
see
Sue,
right over. Sue.
See right over. So that,
see right if I curl like Wes or somebody, I can't, yeah, see.
I'm not above going below the legs and just ducking below to see what's going on.
Sometimes you do.
And... yeah, but then they like bend over, you know, and you get buffalo nickeled.
For, yeah.
Yeah. That's a new one.
You guys didn't run cross country, did you?
No.
Because that's what you do in cross country.
Clearly, no.
You get in front of somebody and then you'd be like, ooh, buffalo nickel, and pretend like you're picking up a buffalo nickel. Oh, I suppose you're Canadian.
Yeah, we didn't have buffalo.
Our really old nickels had buffaloes on them. Yeah. So you'd be like, ooh, buffalo nickel. And then you'd like, you know, just lean down in front of them and they'd run right into you. Yeah. Yeah.
So we used to just kick the back foot out of the person in front of us.
We did that.
Yeah. This was cross country. We were nice folks.
Oh, yeah, we weren't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. All right. So we got through the city championship.
On to
all big W's.
Shirt sleeve.
No. Hey, real quick. My military league wrapped up and we got the military curlers into the city championship playdowns. If any of my military guys, gals are listening, had a great season with you. Loved it. Hope to see y'all back next year. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Good on them. Shirt sleeve.
Yes.
Great showing this year. Awesome showing.
35 teams.
It was a reasonable amount. We're going to break 40 next year.
We're going to break. We're going to break 45 next year.
All right.
Deal. Yep. All right. Let's see it.
Let's start advertising Canadian clubs.
We got numerous emails from the Canadian teams who came down from the out of town teams saying
most Canadian teams we've seen since COVID as well.
Absolutely. And they're all bringing friends next year.
I was going to say, I think that might have tied the most I've seen come down. I want to say we had 6 or 7.
I think 7. Eight. We had one drop out.
Yep.
And then we had multiple out of towns within the U.S. as well. We had Williston, Fargo.
Bismarck.
I'll say Doug
might have been back. A South Dakota in there. I can't quite remember.
I don't know if there was
a South Dakota. I think a Sioux Falls team came.
It was a Sioux Falls?
Yeah, because they came for seniors and they came back, I think.
Yep.
It was a Sioux Falls one.
Yeah, I believe so.
Right on. We had a team that was strictly stick curlers too. That was pretty fun to watch.
I did lose to them.
You lost to them, but they were good.
They were good.
Yeah, they were very good.
Yeah.
They made it all the way to the championship.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, yep. There was...
I played my final game of the shirt sleeve against the Golden Girls, and that was actually a lot of fun curling them. Yep. Yep.
I don't even remember who I curled. It was so... Oh, I curled Can-Am.
Oh, okay.
Not Can-Am, Dirty Biters.
My first game, I think, was in against Sue and Mason Hoffer, and we lost that one. It was a close one, but... And then we won the rest, but
I did not have a good showing. I didn't curl with my normal team.
They always kick you off, man.
I told them, I said, I'll take you to league championships. I'll let you guys curl shirt sleeve. So,
Your dad didn't come down this one.
No, they were down in Arizona still.
Mm-hmm. So
back now.
That's good. Back in Minton.
No, they live in Weyburn.
Oh, they live in Weyburn. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They moved. They're retired. Soon to be in Ceylon.
I got to see the Minton Curling Club, the Promised Land. Yeah. We made the pilgrimage on our way back from Radville.
Couldn't get in. It was locked.
We did go check the doors,
I don't know
though.
If we would have wanted to go in. I think there had been a lot of mice. We could have. I should have checked the plant door.
The mice don't bother me so much. We should have walked around to the other side.
Yeah, I bet you the plant door is wide open.
I heard there was a lot of spiders up there.
I was looking at the wall.
It's one we realized during work night. Somebody doesn't like spiders.
Yeah, I hate spiders.
Yeah, it's good. It's good that I hold 70% of the board. Yeah. So then,
well, I thought everybody knew this. It's not.
I was with you. I was like, I don't like spiders, but I guess they don't freak me out like they freak you out.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I would just pick every board up and then drop it and then pick it up again just to knock the spiders off. Yeah, yeah, and they're all around.
Yeah, don't do it. All right, enough on spiders.
Yeah, so we had the shirt sleeve. Shirt sleeve was great. We had good showing for the teams. I think everybody had a blast. I don't remember having any giant snafus at the shirt sleeve. Do you guys remember any? It was pretty smooth sailing.
Pretty solid.
People worked.
We had a record setting. I think there was a new one on the board that we weren't used to. We had a very dedicated bartender award.
Who was that still cleaning?
Travis Eilman.
Oh, it was Travis. Travis was up there like 4 a.m. cleaning.
Mark typically does the car count. And when he came to do scraping in the morning and do the car count,
the last trash bag was coming off the roof. It scared the shit out of me.
Oh, that happened.
Oh, that's so funny.
Well, I know me. If it was 4 a.m. and I'm walking into that place, I would poop myself a little bit.
Walking past the dumpster, I was like, boom. Whoa.
You think somebody's in there?
Yeah. That's funny. He just walked on over to the Clarion and had himself a nice snooze.
Yep.
Travis had quite the shirt sleeve. I guess because we were going to talk about some funny moments during the shirt sleeve, and one of them was our 50-50. So
was the 50-50. Yes. So we did a 50-50, and we donated the proceeds of the 50-50 to the Rostad's fundraiser for Donnie, who's fighting cancer. And so we sold all these tickets for it. And when it came time for the drawing, we went, well, we have people curling, you know, we should give them a chance to like claim it. So we drew a number. And then we went, okay, let's go down and like check tickets. So I put my best man on the job, right, Clay?
Yep.
Clay came back and said, typically speaking
during 50-50s, by the way, everybody is present or writes their name on said ticket.
Yes. And that was what we had told people, but no one had wrote their names on the tickets.
Yeah. And there was also people still curling. And it's very difficult to check curler's tickets.
Yeah, well, I think you went down because you left for like 20 minutes and then you came back and you said, we'll just wait for them to get off the ice. And I looked at my watch and I went, I'm not waiting 45 minutes. So I went down there and said, you're either giving me your ticket number right now or I'm just going to redraw. And we did get numbers, but yeah.
None of them had it.
Yep. So hindsight being 2020, who did have it?
Well, do you want to talk about the redrawing first, or do we want to?
We were talking about Travis first.
So, Travis obviously had a long night, so he went home for a nap. Comes back well after this redraw was done.
I don't think it was that well. I think it was like 5 minutes after, because I remember going to the bar, checking on how we were going to do it, and then walking downstairs, and then Travis was walking in.
Okay, maybe it was only five minutes or so.
He barely missed the redraw.
He comes sneaking back in and pulls his tickets out of his pocket and looks at him and says, when are we drawing for the 50-50? And I looked at his very last ticket.
Yeah.
Because Ben Kramer had one right before. So whoever bought him before, very last ticket, I said, oh, you would have won. What do you mean, what? We drew like 20 minutes ago.
And you were here, so you redrew.
Throws his tickets on the table, gets all angry. Lost out
so
on
the split. So the reader, I was.
Yes. Our fine fellow, Mason Hofer, won the 50-50, and true to his drunken proclamation before that was that if anybody wins, we have to make them donate the rest of the proceeds to the Rostads. And he followed through with that with one caveat. He tried to buy the whole place around. And I don't remember, how much was it for? It was like $1,600 or something, $1,800.
I think
it was like $2,000. It was like just shy of $2,000.
Yeah, $750, I think, was the take home.
Yeah. So it was like, I want to say it was $1,600, right?
Yeah.
For like $800. And I remember looking around going like, well, we've got like 150 people here at $4 a drink. I was like, I don't know if there's going to be any left.
You're going to have a tab after this.
And then I remember I was like, okay, I made a beeline to the bar to catch you guys, and you guys were already in a huddle. Like, there's four of you turn. And then
we were already doing math.
Yeah, you guys were already solving this problem. And it was you, Clay. I think you turned and you said, we're just going to buy everybody around and just donate all the cash back. And I said, thank you for making the accounting easy. So
just give them the money and everybody comes up for a free drink.
Yeah. And how many people did? I bet 20 times.
20 people probably came up for a drink. So crisis avoided.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was sure entertaining.
God damn it, Mason. That's so nice. Yeah, I can't say no, but what a pain.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. You almost tried to be too nice.
Yeah, well, and that was, you know, I was over there at the bar, and that's when I realized that the Rostheads were there, too. Yeah. I didn't even realize that. So we were up there talking about them, and then they had just showed up for it. So, you know, an emotional moment. But yeah, it was nice. It was nice. We did great, too, on our silent auction. I think we had, like, our best year for the silent auction as far as, like, take home.
Yeah, I never did see what it was. Did you?
I didn't see what it was, but it's
I think it was over 3,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because very profitable.
There was a hot ticket item in there.
There was.
There was an autographed.
There was a hotter ticket than that, even. Tell your story, though. Tell your story.
Yeah.
There was the autographed cowbell.
There was the autograph. What else was autographed at that silent auction?
There was an autographed broomhead from two-time Minot City champion, Skip.
Nolan Axton. Yeah. Yeah.
What did you write on there? What was the quote?
A lot of people took photos with that broomhead.
I think you guys did.
We did. I saw somebody else doing it too.
Oops.
Well, the real prize on that silent auction was when we were setting it up. I had the brilliant idea. I took that cornhole set, cornhole set that Tyler Neither's
cornhole
friends
set.
Left at the club 3 years ago, and Tyler refused to take back with him. And I went and I put that on the silent auction, and I think it was Sarah Thorson paid like $100 for that cornhole set.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's like, this is the best deal I've ever done. You know, like,
now it's gone.
Save me a trip to the dumpster, and we got $100 for the curling club.
Right on.
Yeah.
Solid. Good. Yes, yeah. Yeah. I forgot you did that. I remember you came and told me you were so proud of myself. I was so
proud of myself. And then as soon as I saw one bid on it, I went, perfect. It's gone now. Like, you can't take it back.
Us three, we should have autographed them and put them up as the Between Two Sheets donation. It was the Between Two Sheets donation, wasn't it?
Yeah, we didn't donate anything else. So I think that would have qualified as ours. Yeah.
Speaking of cowbells, do you guys still have yours?
Yeah, mine's in the back of my truck. Every time I turn, I can hear it.
I still have my autograph hat somewhere in my basement.
I still have that, too. I think we might need to keep one downstairs for shirt sleeve just for Caesars from the bar. Because they are so loud, I can't think of any other practical purpose other than to signal for the bar.
Yeah. Did we get Glenn Howard to autograph that hat, too? No, Glenn didn't.
He took off.
He never came over. He didn't take off. I was going to say,
because he just retired now.
Went the other way.
Yeah. That would have been up in the value on that.
Yeah, other big news. Sorry, that just made me think because I had big news about the curling world in Canada.
Yes, yeah.
Brandon Botcher's out.
Yeah, Jacob's in. Yep.
Great move.
Yeah. Oh, son of a biscuit, that reminds me.
Oh, look at this, what we're coming up on.
So I moderate the curling forum on Reddit, and currently going on, there's a Bruce Moat, the Scottish world champion. He's doing an AMA on there. And I was supposed to
moderate that.
never mind. It's already come and gone, I think.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
Oh, I can't call
him up, but I was supposed to make sure nobody misbehaved. Whoopsie.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, okay. I do too many curling related things, even in the off season. Yeah. Oh, I only have one notification. That's good.
That's pretty cool, though, to have him on there.
User has been banned.
No, the other mod was saying that everything went smoothly. Good. That's great.
Okay. One was there. Any other fun moments from the shirt sleeve? We had a team out of Winkler, Manitoba was the one that took it home, and they released a fun fact prior to the podcast.
I do believe, and we're not necessarily proud of this one, that they did not have a point scored against them the entire tournament.
Yeah, it was just a good team.
Damn good team.
Good weekend. Good ice.
Somebody should have scored a point on them.
Yeah, not necessarily proud of that fact, but it happens. They had a great game.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
I didn't play him.
You didn't play him. I didn't play him either.
I was in the lower league. I was pretty happy with that.
Yeah, I went straight to the toilet bowl.
Good. Yeah.
No, the team that we lost to in our bracket ended up going to the championship against them and losing out. So. Mm-hmm.
And then I think our only other real big news is that it's the end of an era at the Minot Curling Club.
So we had our end of the year meeting, annual meeting with the members and board elections.
Oh, and the big surprise, Mark Gildall did not rerun for the board. So he was done.
Yeah.
I don't think done with curling.
I think he's done with the
accounting system.
done with us specifically.
Yes.
Yeah, so we got Shannon back on, though. I was quite happy with that.
You and I are back on for another 3 years as well. We were up for election this year.
Sentence got...
We got Nathan and Wes here.
Yeah, that was so funny. Did you hear about that?
No. What, Nathan?
The very first ballot we opened, there was one write-in vote.
Oh, for Nathan?
For Nathan.
Yeah,
for Nathan.
I remember that. Yeah.
I think that...
Did we count that for you?
Yes. Yes. Because it was Gucci's handwriting.
Thinks your name's Nathan.
Between you being Logan at the
at
the Briar and Nathan at the shirt sleeve.
So that brings us to the off season. So looking back at the year,
we had a good year.
Great year. What's
next?
What's your guys' favorite moment from your curling season? Could be a game, could be a shot, could be a moment on or off the ice, could have been a trip you made.
I got to say, probably my favorite thing I did this year was the Prairie Grit events, especially the second one we did with the kids. I really enjoyed those, you know. I really enjoyed them. That was my favorite moment, I guess.
Favorite moment, yeah. Clay?
Oh, you put me on the spot here. What's yours? I'm not sure yet.
It wasn't re-winning the city championship.
I mean, that's the easy one.
That's the easy one, but
low hanging fruit.
I really enjoyed that we got up to the Briar as with the group that we went with.
I think so.
That was fun.
That was my first actual experience at a professional curling event.
Yeah, we went to a good one too,
and we went to a great one.
Yeah.
Aside from that, I mean, just all the events and seeing how many teams we had for the shirt sleeve was fun. It was a fun shirt sleeve this year.
Yeah. Yep.
Just hearing all the compliments at shirt sleeve from the teams that came from out of town was probably my favorite part of that one.
All right.
I mean, we run a good event there. Be honest. I mean, we get enough people to volunteer. We get good entertainment. You know? I really enjoyed the sneaky TV I managed to put up.
That was nice.
Yeah, we did the slideshow on it. I think the slideshow was actually fantastic.
Yeah, it was a great picture of Nolan from Radville up there.
Did have a good photo of Nolan up there. Yep. Remember how it went? Is like I added my team's photo for like C League City Championship, and then you added your photo, and then I was like, okay, well now we got to get Charlie's team on there, but they didn't have a picture with Ben.
Oh, yeah, you had to Photoshop
and I badly either. Photoshopped him into it. Like I didn't even use Photoshop; I used MS Paint to do it. So.
Oh, that's funny.
It was great.
Frantically trying to struggle to get everybody else up there, not just Wes.
Right. Yes.
And then your fish picture.
That was you.
You were holding that one? Yeah, yeah, you were in you were holding the bass, and I was standing right behind you.
I took the picture.
Oh, okay.
Come catch us in the SS West.
Yeah. All right, so favorite moment. Is there a shot that you made over the season that sticks out in your mind that you'll remember?
I remember playing Matt Fossen on sheet 5, and I had this shot. It was like a tiny little port. Like if the rock is 12 inches, the hole was about 14, and he was sitting like 2 right on the edge of the forefoot, and I made that port, and I smacked that one stone, so it kicked out to the left, and it rolled straight across and hit his other stone on the other side of the forefoot, kicked that one out. We were sitting 3 after that.
Hey, that's a good
shot. Was like, and it was right after the Scotties had gotten done, which is the only reason I'd like called that shot, you know, because I had just seen like Rachel Holman make those all week. Mm-hmm. And I made it, and I slid over there, and I was like, yep, been watching the Scotties. That was good. Yeah,
I had a tick from the side that rolled in on first game of shirt sleeve. I think we came back from 6-6 and ended up winning that.
Yeah, you guys were down big. I was quite surprised.
Everybody's stopped watching. Very surprised. Yeah. And then we, you know, had a 6 point lead on our next game and managed to lose that. So it, you know, what comes around.
Yeah, what comes around.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're on both sides of that at different times.
Mine was that soft weight come around across the face.
Yeah, I remember that one.
You did the nicotine?
It wasn't a spinner by no means. Mm. It was like a back line weight. Well, a little more, probably hack weight.
Hack weight.
Had to curl like 4 feet, come across the face, and I had about an inch, maybe an inch, between two rocks to tick, shoot it out, and sit 3.
Yep.
I don't know who we were curling that night.
Joe, I believe.
Joe, yeah, you told me, and the only one... No, Travis told me not to take that shot. Then the next shot he told me to take was an awful idea. It's like a 20-foot run back angle raise. So bad.
Oh, my God. I just look at people like calling those, and I go, no.
No.
It's like buying a Powerball ticket. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it's the last stone, it's all you got, go for it.
No, it wasn't.
It's a Hail Mary. It's like
the third end.
Yeah. Well, you know, controversial opinion here. I was so happy with our ice this year. I mean, yeah, we had issues. Sheet 5 had the hill. It's always going to have a hill. Sheet 1 defrosted a couple of times. But, God, we had such nice ice this year. It was really nice.
And, you know, people can complain, but both teams got to play on it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I look at the people that complain, and they go to, like, a championship event, and they expect that for their Wednesday league night. And it's just not feasible.
Oh, gosh, the amount of times.
It's just not feasible. You know, you got to do a flood and scrape to get that kind of ice, and we would just be overflowing from the boards, you know. Yeah. We'd have a foot of ice down if that was the expectation. But
the amount of times after Winterfest that I heard, well, Devil's Lake is like this, Devil's Lake is like this. I don't care that you just went and played a Bonspiel in Devil's Lake. You're in Minot.
Yep.
Sorry to say.
Yeah.
But all right. Any plans for the off season? Trips? Camping? You might be doing some camping.
I'm going to Austria in 2 weeks. Austria, Poland. What are you European doing over there? Vacation.
Huh.
Yeah.
Who's going? Just you?
Beth and I.
Oh.
Yeah. One of my friends is getting married over in Poland.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Try the pierogies.
Will do.
I think those are Ukrainian.
I think they have them all over there.
I think they're pretty heavily Polish too, I think.
Okay.
Cabbage rolls.
Yep.
Sausage.
They're known for the kielbasa.
Yeah, kubasa.
Kielbasa. Yeah, so the Polish tradition that I know, because I'm from Minnesota, one of my good friends is Dirty Polak. If you are an older sibling and your younger sibling gets married, you have to dance in a wash basin. So they bring out like a, you know,
is it full?
3 foot. The one that they made Tony dance in was not full, but yeah, that was a fun Polish tradition.
If your older sibling marries,
yeah. So if you're younger, like I'm the oldest child, so my younger brother got married before me.
Oh,
I would have had to have danced in the wash basin for, I think, shaming the family or something. You know, like not getting married at the.
I thought we were like.
I'm thinking Polish peasants, like the ripe old age of 12 or something. You know, because your life expectancy was 30. But yeah.
Yeah. So the siblings aren't marrying each other, because that'd be weird.
Well, they are Polish.
Disclaimer, we actually don't mind Polish people.
We?
Mark it explicit. We're fine.
All right. Right. Jeez. So you're going to Austria and Poland.
Yep. And then otherwise, the only thing I'm doing all year is I'm planning on the Curling Club golf outing and the Hot Tots game.
Hey, let's get to that one.
Oh, yeah, we do have more stuff to talk about.
June 25th is the Curling Club golf outing. Velva Golf Course, Star City Golf Course. I think we still charge $50 for that. I don't know. I'll send out something.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I did add corn to the dinner menu this year. So we're getting sirloin steak, coleslaw, baked potato, garlic toast, and corn.
Nice.
They wanted $5 to add corn on the cob, and I said, is that a full cob? Because I just want half cobs. And she went, nope, that's the half cob price. And I went, corn from the can is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cream corn would be great. I love cream corn.
No.
Really?
Sorry. Oh. Not a cream corn guy. It's not the taste, it's the texture.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not going to judge you.
Hot Tots, though. Hot Tots is in July, correct? I think it's on our calendar. Let's click over here. Hot Tots is July 12th. July 12th, right before the fair kicks off, if I remember right. That one's going to be big, too, because we actually get the 50-50 money from that. So we got to go out and sell tickets. It's going to be a good time. So if you're a curler with the club.
Mason's in charge, I heard.
That would be fair. I was actually thinking I might go do it because I was pretty good at selling 50-50 tickets. Sarah Thorson was good help for that too, because she told me to quit offering people the cheap one and just go, it's 5 for $20. Yeah. Eventually I did cave and quit offering singles. Just give me $20.
My favorite one is to do the arm length for like $50.
Mm-hmm.
And then just continually have the debate about whose arm, because then it just becomes an arm measuring contest.
Not the most common measuring contests I'm familiar with.
We already are. Well, it's difficult to measure that in a public setting, but we could try that. Ideas for next year. Okay. All That's right. not how we're going to end
it.
This.
I'm into it. Yeah, we were talking about the golf tournament. It'll be a lot of fun. Fabulous prizes, as always. Hot Tots, also going to be a lot of fun. I think we get free food.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't think drinks are included, but I think free food.
I think they have a little buffet type deal set up for us. So.
That's actually true for both events.
Yeah.
Food is included. Food drinks is included. Are not. Okay. What else? Oh, we were talking about off-season stuff. I don't know what I'm going to do. Keep renovating my crack house, hang out with my cat, go fishing twice, you know, how I do.
Mm-hmm.
All the, you know, Hoops and them all had babies and stuff this year, and Jacob's about to pop out another one. So I don't know if I'll do too much camping unless you guys want to go like downstream or something.
I'd be down.
I'd love to go on the SS West a couple of times.
Yeah, I'll get the motor fixed maybe this year. So, yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot on the docket other than fishing and golfing. So,
yeah. Yeah. Did you get a Varden membership?
No, I did not.
Do you get one through your wife at all? Or
I got some hookups.
Oh, you got the homie
through,
hookup.
Through my job.
Oh.
So, not a member, but golf like a member.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like the Varden. A couple of years I had a membership out there. It's a good course. Yeah.
It's supposed to be men's night today, but it's raining. Nice little rain out there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's ever rained this much on me in North Dakota. This is like the most water I've had fall on me in a long time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even have to shower today.
Well, we know.
Yeah. At least we're stinking up Clay's house.
Yeah, new location or Clay's house. I don't know if you can hear the kids' music in the background, but...
Probably can.
Our lease ended at the curling club, so...
You guys want to hear about the cliffhanger?
Yeah. Tell us, yeah.
We kind of touched on it already because the SS West was brought up, but I was just going to... tell our viewers to keep those notifications on because they might get a surprise episode from or about a trip on the SS West if we get squirrely.
Oh, yeah.
I do
have 12 volt power available because I got a trolling motor last year, 2 years ago now.
Well, we could just use hydro.
You'll have to walk me through that.
just a water joke.
Just a water joke. Yeah. All right. Are we good?
I think we need to finish.
Yeah. Hey, one last one here. Charlie Young was the only person who submitted to me their curlingdraft.com results. So he's the winner. Charlie, I'll get you something good. Okay.
All right. So this has been season 2. We're going to actually go on a real hiatus until season 3.
Thanks. Bye.